Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on The Smith Express Show. Definitely got a superstar in the making, you know what I'm saying? Legend in his own right, you know what I'm saying? My homie, the big partner, the super talented. Trench Boy Troubles, what's good, my dude?
What's good? What's up, man?
What's poppin', man? Definitely an honor to have you on the show, you feel me?
Yeah, good luck, and I appreciate the love, man.
No problem, you know what I'm saying? You definitely putting in work out here. Definitely had the honor and salute you feel me?
For sure, bro. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. So, look, hey, let's get straight into it. How long you been doing the music thing?
Nah, I've been doing it for a few years, you know, but I'd say maybe, like, you know, like, a little over 10 years. But in between that time, like, you know, I was incarcerated a few times for, like, 3 years, 4 years at a time, you know, so it was all on hold. But while I was incarcerated, I was still writing in there, you know?
That's what's up, man. So, like, what were some of your inspirations as far as you wanting to do the music thing?
Well, like, my inspirations would be, like, you know, growing up, like, my family was always, like, in bands, you know, like, playing music instruments and stuff like that. So when I was young, like, maybe 7 years old, you know, I started getting into the music and I just, like, really liked it, you know. So, but as I grew older, I got into the rapping, you know, and I just talking about how I was living, you know, shit that I was going through.
That's dope. Was there any rapper in specific that made you or kind of influenced you to make you pick up a pen and pad? Or was there a song in general?
It was like when I was young, like I used to listen to like Tupac a lot, you know, and I would like hear his storytelling that he would say, you know, like his stories he would be telling. And I kind of like started putting my own stories together, like the life I was living, you know, and that's how my music came about.
That's dope, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? You've been doing the music thing for quite some time. What's your take on today's hip hop?
To be honest, like, you know, like, I don't even worry about that type of stuff. Like, you know, there's certain rappers that I like to listen to, like Dirk and stuff like that, because they very versatile. But other than that, you know, like, I'm doing my own thing, you know, I ain't really worried about that shit.
Hey, that's what's up. That's definitely a dope mindset to have, you feel me? That's dope. So, like, you know what I'm saying, what is it that you got going on? You working on an album, a mixtape, or EP?
Yeah, right now I got a few singles about to come out. Like, on Sunday, I got a video shoot for this track that I made. It's called How I'm Living, and it's basically, like, just talking about what I go through on a day-to-day, you know, like, my life. It's like, it's going to be a dope video. I think y'all gonna like it, man.
That's what's up, bro. So, like, you, what about, like, the music you got out now? Is there anything, like, what's some of your favorite music that you like of yourself? Do you,
like, some of my favorite songs, I got a song called Meeny Miny Moe, you know, before I was Trench Boy Troubles, it was just Troubles. So, like, on YouTube, you could look me up, Troubles, you know, Troubles with a Z, Troubles, and the name of the song is Meeny Miny Moe. But, yeah, just search me up, a whole bunch of tracks, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of videos gonna pop up.
That's what's up. Do you got a favorite of yourself?
Yeah, it's that Meeny Miny Moe. I got actually a few. I just dropped one. It's called Watch Out. It's under Trench Boy Troubles. That's like one of my favorite tracks right there too.
That's dope. Definitely send me links, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna definitely check it out.
I got you, bro. You know all my shit smacking.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Hey, but that Watch Out go hard as fuck. You know what I mean? Hey, that shit nasty as fuck. What was the concept like, you know what I'm saying, when you was writing? What was the inspiration about that song?
To be honest, bro, look, like I was in a hotel, right? And I was just like I was going through certain things, and like I'm listening to a beat, and it was like, you know, I had to come up with something right away because I was about to go to the studio, and I was like somewhere else, you know, out of town, and I just like started like rapping about like the shit that I was going through, you know what I'm saying? The shit that I was going through at the time, and it was like, man, this shit just came out so perfect, like, for real, like, this shit just flew, like, it flowed out of my mouth, like, so easily, you know?
That's dope. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you traveled the states and performed quite a few places or whatnot. What city and state showed you the most love?
I think it was probably, for me, it had to be Texas, you know? Like, it was a lot of love out there, South Padre Island. When I opened up for, like, Kirk O'Bangs and Bone Thugs and stuff like that. And the crowd was really feeling us, you know? It was all dancing and shit like that, you know?
Hey, that's dope, man. For real. Hey, definitely keep it up, bro. For real. I definitely want to see you succeed. You definitely got what it take. For real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Is there anything besides the music thing? You ever plan on getting into any other field, in the entertainment field?
Well, I actually, like, you know, like, I actually have a few ideas, you know? Like, I've been, like, trying to start up, like different, like, business, you know, like, for instance, clothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get into that. I'm trying to get, like, one day, like, open my own label and stuff like that, you know? That's the goals right now.
That's dope. Talk more, you know what I'm saying? If you can, is it possible you could talk more about the label?
Well, the label, like, I got a few young artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, they from my neighborhood. They grew up where I grew up, you know, and they younger. And they're very talented, you know, and I want to give them the opportunity to get in the studio. And, like, you know, we all living the same life out here. They got a story to tell, too, you know?
That's dope. Oh, you got a name for the label or no?
Well, right now I'm still working on it, but I got an idea of what it's going to be. You know, I ain't going to put it out there yet, but, yeah, it's going to be dope, man.
That's what's up. So, like, you know what I mean? One thing that I really want to recommend you on, bro, you know what I'm saying? Even on some one-on-one shit, like, I like what you're doing as far as representing for the whole Latino. You're definitely putting on for the Latinos, you feel me? Because, like, I definitely feel like it's a rise, you feel me? Yo, y'all definitely taking over. You know what I'm saying? Hella talented. It's a lot of people out there that's really causing chaos, you know what I'm saying, on the music scene. You know what I'm saying? From Lil King, Lil G, Cap G, you know what I'm saying, yourself. You know what I'm saying? Peso, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Lil Mexico. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely bubbling. So, like, what is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
Well, like, I think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I bring is, like, truth, you know, raw shit. Like, what I'm living is that's my life. What I'm rapping about, like, that's really me, you know what I'm saying? If I say something, like, that's my life. That's what I'm living. Like, I don't really be paying attention to other niggas' rap. You know, I be sticking to my own shit. And it's like, I really, you know, I don't know, man. I got my own perception of niggas, you feel me?
I feel you. So, like, you know what I mean? Let me ask you this. Like, you collaborated with quite a few homies. You know what I'm saying? Your homies and niggas in general. Is there any dream collaborations you would like to see happen that hasn't happened already?
Like, as far as what? Like with people I know and shit like that?
No, just in general. Famous, rich, you know what I'm saying? Like, big people, like, you know what I'm saying? Is there any dream collaborations you think will be dope for you?
I mean, like, yeah. But, like, to be honest, like, I ain't really, like, how could I say it? Like, I ain't really, like, too thirsty to go do a feature with anybody. But if I would, like, it'd probably be Dirk or something, you know? Just because they from Chicago, and I feel like, you know, they know what's up with the city. Like, you know, I don't know, man.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see that happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all definitely got similarities. You know what I'm saying? It definitely wouldn't be no mismatch, you feel me?
Yeah.
For real, that's dope, bro.
Oh, baby, that's just what I'm on right now. Like, I'm kind of doing my own thing, you feel me? Like, I ain't really focused on no other niggas right now. But if it happened.
I feel you. You say you got a video shoot coming up this week, right?
Yeah, it's Sunday, yup. I got a video shoot on Sunday, bro, yup.
Hey, you definitely working.
Slide through. You should slide through, bro. Slide through. Show some love, you feel me? We're going to be out there.
Oh, I bet y'all definitely send me the address, the time, and everything. Is there a dress code?
Nah, hell no, bro. You wear whatever you want, bro.
All right, bet. We definitely gonna get that shit lit. You feel me?
Yeah, Let's do it.
Oh, me. So, like, you know what I mean? Where you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years?
Shit, I see myself, like, being successful, you know what I'm saying? Like, having a business, you know? I got kids, you know? I'm trying to make sure my kids good, my girl good. You know what I'm saying? 5 years from now, like, all the plans that I have in my head, I want to have them, like, completed, you know what I'm saying? Like, they came in effect.
That's dope. So, look, hey, let me ask you this. Like, you know what I mean? You've been in the rap game. You've seen the whole transition. Like, the rap game, like, it was a point in time where people would sell 1 million records, right? And it was people actually going, getting up out their house, waking up from bed, and you know what I'm saying? Waking up out their bed and walking to the mom and pop stores to get the album versus how it is today where it's just at a touch of a button, you could get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that takes away from anything as far as, like, the artist or, you know what I'm saying? Or do you think, like, it's something that's definitely missed? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in that era where, you know, people still had the CDs and stuff like that. And you hardly see any CDs now. But, like, I mean, that was something that I would look forward to. Like, when I'll go buy a CD, like, I'll open the CD up. And you know how they have the little cover photo and you open it up and stuff like that. And, I mean, I guess in a way, like, you know, it is taken from some people, you know? You know, because sometimes, you know, the music get leaked and stuff like that, and some artists don't even get paid for that, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. You feel me? And that's why I say, like, you know what I mean? The game, I mean, today, nowadays, it's crazy, like, how social media also plays a part in, like, you know what I'm saying, music as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you know what I'm saying? And I definitely feel like that right there could have a toll on it and pros and cons with it. You feel me? It could help you and hurt you at the same time.
Yeah. Like, you see everything on social media. Social media putting everybody on blast. You know, you find out who the, like, motherfuckers rap about this. Social media gonna really let you know who the nigga is. They gonna put them out there. You feel me?
Big facts. So, look, hey, let me ask you this. You know what I'm saying? Who is Trouble's top five of all time?
Like, rappers?
Yeah.
I would say, like, I fuck with Pac, Gucci. I grew up listening to Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Like, I fuck with Dirk for sure and Kodak, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up. That's a solid top five. I fuck with it. Kodak, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, like, I definitely caught on to Kodak kind of late, you feel me?
Yeah, I really ain't used to fuck with Kodak, but you know what I'm saying? I started listening, like, you know, you're talking about some real shit.
Yeah, hey, I caught on to Jeezy kind of late, too. Like, I caught on to Jeezy, like, on his third or fourth album, that Recessions, and then that's what made me go back and listen to his old shit, like, his first album and the mixtapes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the first album was the best one, you feel me?
Hey, yeah, real shit. But Jeezy definitely go hard, though. Hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Gotti, too. Dolph went hard.
Dolph went hard, too, for real. Baby.
That's real shit. So, like, is there any up-and-coming shows you got coming up, or?
Actually, I don't right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really been booking shows. Like, I'm working on my videos and stuff like that, but I'm definitely gonna be having some shows coming up, you know what I'm saying? For sure, we gotta do another interview, and I'll let y'all know the dates and shit.
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Hey, I salute you for being consistent with it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be doing stuff and be like once every 6 months, once every 8 months. Like, you definitely on your shit, so I definitely recommend you for that. You know what I'm saying? That right there separates you from your competition for real alone.
That's what a lot of people tell me, you know. I gotta be consistent with this shit, and that's what I've been doing, you know. Like, I don't really pay attention to what other people doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people try to talk fear into my plans, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't let that shit faze me. Like, I'm gonna still do what I wanna do.
Real shit. Hey, never let someone talk you out your dream that gave up on this, for real.
Oh,
baby. That's motherfuckers are hating right there. You know what I'm saying? You solid as fuck.
For sure, my nigga. You know I fuck with you, Smith.
Already. Likewise, my dude. Likewise. Real shit. So, like, you know what I mean? Well, with the music thing, like, you said you just throwing singles out? No album or mixtapes coming out?
I mean, eventually I might have an album coming out, but right now, like, I'm working on a couple singles that I'm going to be dropping, you know, individually. And, I'm going to be working on an album, you know, I'm putting everything together. Like, I got some people in New York, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be distributing my music and stuff like that. And for now, like, I'm just trying to get everything established. So when I do get an album and, you know what I'm saying, everything start popping off, like, I'm set, you know what I'm saying, my foundation set.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Like, you're going to have a great 2022 going on to 2023. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to be real litty in the summer.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You feel me? Video shoot after video shoot. You feel me?
Hell yeah. You know how we coming, bro.
Hell yeah. So what about, like, as far as, like, production-wise? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is there any specific producer you fucking with for your projects or?
Well, I got my homie in New York, man. Shout out to him. His name was Lou Vega. They're called the Giants. He cold, man. He cold with the producer. You know what I'm saying? He make beats. He makes a master. He official, bro. Look him up on Instagram. Lou Vega, the Giants.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you for too long. Like, you know what I'm saying? But for those that's tuning in, that's trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
Man, for real, like, you just got to believe in yourself. Like, I really, like, always just knew that, like, I knew I could rap. And I literally just was on the block one day and one of my homies picked me up. I went on tour, did a couple shows. And then, you know, like, shit that I never thought would happen, you know what I'm saying? But it happened by just me believing that, like, man, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And I still feel like that. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's something going to happen.
That's dope. That's dope, bro, for real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, definitely an honor to have you on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? When the next video shoot, next show's coming up, definitely want to get you back on there so you can come back, you know what I'm saying, talk some more shit. You feel me?
For sure, bro, man. Thanks for the love and the support, bro, you know? I fuck with you, homie.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know what I'm talking about? Likewise, you feel me? We definitely going to rock out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to creep back into this rap shit, you feel me? I'm definitely need a collab and all.
Let's do it, bro. I'm with it. Let's do it. I'll fuck with you, bro.
Real shit, real shit. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We going to travel the States. We going to get this shit popping, for real.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know, man. You know, I'm always available. You got my line. Hit me up.
All right, bet him up, my dude. All
right, be safe, bro. Take care.
All right, likewise. For sure. Yo, there you have it. Super dope interview with the homie Trench Boys Troubles. Man, buddy, litty as fuck. Got the whole city on life, you ask me. Definitely one of the hottest up-and-coming artists. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely going to leave a mark in the game. But there you have it. You know what I'm saying? Signing out. Your boy Smith on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.